This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What are my choices here? A pumpkin story, black cat story. Let me see. How about spider? Scientists in Michigan are using genetic engineering to reproduce spider silk for a wide range of uses, including military uniforms. Kevin Lavery reports from WKAR in East Lansing.
If you're a fan of superheroes, you know the story. Boy meets spider. Spider bites boy. Boy designs uber-cool spider suits. Now, scientists are moving from science fiction to develop real-life uses for spider silk. The U.S. Army has a million-dollar contract with Craig Biocraft Laboratories, based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The company is developing an elastic yet durable fiber that can be woven into protective clothing. The science is fairly new, but the source is very old.
Silkworms produce silk. Spiders produce silk. They have different recipes, different designs.
Craig Lab's COO John Rice is describing the protein silkworms use to spin their cocoons and spiders their webs. Spiders produce a particularly tough material. Problem is, it's hard to round up a lot of spiders in one place to harvest their silk. They tend to eat each other. So Craig Labs had to get creative.
We've taken that recipe from the spider, recreated that, and created an enhanced silkworm, a genetically engineered silkworm, that produces that spider's design.
Rice says spider silk is more elastic than Kevlar, the fibrous material found in the Army's combat helmet since the 1980s. So his company's product could also be used in body armor and even protective undergarments. Scientists at Michigan State University are also working on a silk product derived from spider DNA. Chad Pastor is the business development manager there. The process starts with fermenting replicated spider DNA, almost like beer. Then
they extrude them and they spin them into threads to make fabrics.
Silk protein fabrication is still an evolving science. But Craig Labs is leaning on a lot of institutional knowledge. Silk has been a commercial industry since ancient China, some 4,000 years ago. Now, with the advent of gene sequencing, the cost of replicating spider DNA is dropping dramatically, clearing the way for more products to come to market. That's all there is to tell for now. This yarn has been spun. In East Lansing, Michigan, I'm Kevin Lavery for Marketplace.